Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I'll be speaking at a major Colorado university to a constitutional law class on the issue of personhood, so please pray for me on April 30th. I'll be up against a lawyer that's worked with Planned Parenthood, and that will be an advantage that we will have. Second advantage, one, prayer. Ask God for help. He won't do that, will he? And two, the truth. So we'll be asking God to bless this effort. Last time this happened, I got to speak to a college class. We filmed it, and it became the fabulous Get Out of the Matrix DVD. Well, just a tremendous video. If you've never seen that, you might want to go to our website, kgov.com. Go to the store, look at Get Out of the Matrix. Okay, now, also in the news, my grandmother, Edith Galluccio, is she in the news or what? She passed away years ago. She went to be with the Lord. But she always told us how to have boys. When you want a baby, what do you do if you want a boy? And after all these years, there's finally a news story out there about how to skew your chances for having a boy, which won't make him all that happy. I mean, right? People have boys. It's not going to make your son all that happy if, like in China, forced abortion and the outlawing of siblings has led to millions of families that have a boy, have boys. And when those boys grow up, guess what? It's a lot harder to find a girl to marry because it's so lopsided. We'll get to my grandmother, Edith, in a moment. But first, I want to thank American Right to Life officers Brian Rohrbaugh and Steve Curtis for hosting two shows this week. Great job. They talked through this controversy about Republican U.S. Senate candidate Bob Schaefer being tolerant of forced abortion. Now, what is that story about? Well, I'd like to excerpt the best news report on the topic yet. It was in the Rocky Mountain News. So I want to get to that, but in a related story, I can now announce the surprise guest appearing at the Life Commercials Banquet Saturday night. Oh, you didn't know there'd be a surprise guest? There's always a surprise guest. Well, she was quoted in the Denver Post this week on the same subject, Bob Schaefer and forced abortion. Her name is Xu Yan Zhou, a young Chinese woman who tragically experienced the brutality of forced abortion. It's almost incomprehensible to imagine a woman who loves her child, her baby, in her womb, being grabbed by officers, guards, police officers, taken in the middle of the night out of her home and forced onto an operating table and aborted. Could you, I mean, that kind of atrocity is equivalent to concentration camps. It's equivalent. I mean, what is more horrific? A woman being murdered, say a 22-year-old woman being murdered, or that same woman being grabbed and slammed on an operating table and aborted? I mean, they're both so equally horrific, just horrific. So this has happened to Xu Yan Zhou, and she is outraged at the Democrats because they're so pro-choice, and Planned Parenthood gives so much money to China's population control program, which is forced abortion. That's how they do it. And Planned Parenthood is supposed to be pro-choice. That is such a lie. If they were pro-choice, they would be vocally opposing China for the last 30 years. No, they fund China's population control program. So Xu Yan Zhou is angry at the Democrats for being so pro-choice they keep their mouth shut about China's forced abortion, and mad at the Republicans because of their cold political and economic calculations. They support China as far as normalized relations and most favored nation trading status. And so they're not about to be outraged against China. No, not at all. They do everything they can to normalize China. And so the whole world pretty much accepts it's tolerable that China forces women to have abortions. That would be like normalizing relations with Nazi Germany after you know they've got concentration camps in full operation. That's how horrific it is. And so she's angry about that. And I, of course she should be. And so, by the way, Xu Yan Zhou, she's the surprise guest appearing at the Life Commercials banquet. And it's the weekend's upon us already, right? The weekend's upon us. So it's now too late to register online. But you know what? I'll give you the phone number. And there's going to be a comedian, Darren Streblo. When he gets done, I'll be going up. Focus on the Strategy 3, a trilogy now. And during my talk, you'll hear briefly from the founder of the Collaborators Project, Will Duffy, on all the success they're having, and also from Xu Yan Zhou about where is the outrage. Look what's happened to her. Look what's happened to a million Chinese women. And look who doesn't care. So it's going to be fascinating. If you want to go, it's $55 a ticket, 303-697-7825. If you can't afford to go, they got people who want to go, but, you know, activists, protesters, but who just don't have the money, and you could call up and say, I'd like to pay for somebody else to go, 303-697-7825, 303-697-7825. That's Steve Curtis, LifeCommercials.com, and I think Jim Anderson is the one who will answer the phone. He's their co-founder. 303-697-7825. That's at LifeCommercials.com. You could find that phone number online at LifeCommercials.com. Okay. So, oh, and Xu Yan Zhou is going to be on a Clear Channel station tomorrow morning for about an hour here in Colorado. She'll be on KKZN with Jay Marvin, of all people. Jay Marvin. Is Jay Marvin gross or what? Jay, what's with you? Jay Marvin, he and I had a media feud going for a long time, like 15 years ago or more. And we were driving home from the airport one night, my wife and I. And we saw a billboard on the side of the road, and it said, Jay Marvin, you know, 7:60 a.m. And so she said, isn't he the guy who always, like, always whines about you and your show, Bob? Isn't he that guy? I said, yeah, he's always whining about us. And she said, well, let's see what he's saying. So, because it was the same time. So we turn it on, and he says, that Bob Inyart, what is he doing? And we turn it off and say, yep, he's still whining about us. It took about 3 seconds. So that's Jay Marvin. He did a stint on Chicago radio. Now he's back. So Xu Yan Zhou will be on his show tomorrow morning, Clear Channel, KKZN, 7:60 a.m. tomorrow morning. So you might want to tune in for that. And then please call Life Commercials and meet Xu Yan Zhou in person at the dinner and Saturday night. And by the way, it's at the Doubletree in Westminster, right at the Boulder Turnpike in Sheridan, right there just to the northeast. So real easy to find. Starts at 6:15 Saturday night. Okay. Oh, and look what I have here in my hands. How many signatures does that sound like for a personhood petition? That sounds like a lot of signatures, doesn't it? This is a filled petition, 79 signatures. And this one, let's see, you got to get it notarized when you're done. That's easy. It takes about 1 minute. This is Andrea Jarris from Westminster. Great job, Andrea. Man, she's been turning in petitions. And so Christy Burton's been in the media, quoted in the Denver Post today, saying we got about 70,000 signatures. Now, I think it's a little higher than that. But about 70,000, and we need more. This is the push. May 13th is the deadline. They need signatures before that. So if you don't have a blank petition, go to the banquet Saturday night. Grab a blank petition. If you do have one and you have 5 or 10 names on it, 15 names, there will be a notary there. So go to the banquet. There will be a notary there, and you can get them notarized and turn them in. Christy Burton will be there. It's perfect. How do we know there will be a notary there? Because someone at Colorado Right to Life just called a notary, said, we'll pay for your ticket. Could you come to the banquet? Said, sure, I'd be honored to go to the banquet. And so there will be a notary there. See, organization, planning, round the clock, nonstop, working for a victory. To stop child killing, not working just for another round of candidates to win elections. and the same old, same old. Okay. All right, so now, oh, my grandmother. Let's get to that story. All right, it's an old wives' tale, right? But it's fun. Edith Galluccio, my grandmother, she would say, if you want to have boys, eat broccoli. She'd say, eat broccoli. So Cheryl and I, we have seven boys between us, but we have seven boys. And we both, for both of us, broccoli is happens to be our favorite vegetable. And let me give you a favorite NER family recipe, right? You steam the broccoli lightly. You cool it in the refrigerator. So it's cool. You serve it cool. And then you put olive oil over it and squeeze fresh lemon juice. It is the greatest stuff in the world. There is nothing better in the world. Well, except for anything made out of meat. But other than that, it's just tremendous. Terrific. Well, we've only had that with dinner about 1,000 times. Well, anyway, my grandmother, Edith Galluccio, we called her Nonnie. She's long gone to be with the Lord. But today, April 24th, 2008, the Denver Post reports on a British study that vindicates Nonnie. A British study says eating potassium-rich foods seems to raise the odds of having a boy. The British research is billed as the first in humans to show a link between a woman's diet and whether she has a boy or a girl. And they say it could be that certain nutrients make women's bodies more hospitable to sperm carrying the male chromosome, said one scientist. So this was published yesterday in the Proceedings of the Royal Society of Britain, a British medical journal. And so you know what I did? I went, of course I read that, and the first thing I think about is Nonnie. So I Google potassium in foods, and the first thing that pops up is a National Institute of Health website. And it says, you know, potassium necessary for building muscles, and many foods contain potassium. Vegetables, including, and then they list seven vegetables, and the first one is broccoli. The first one! How'd my grandmother know this? She didn't do any studies. They list seven vegetables, including broccoli, peas, lima beans. It's like my least favorite vegetable, lima beans. Tomatoes, potatoes, especially their skins. Sweet potatoes and winter squash, all are good sources of potassium. So broccoli was first, and it's not alphabetically oriented. So, okay, pretty cool. All right, now I want to get to this Rocky Mountain news story. It sounds ominous, doesn't it? Okay, Bob Schaefer, U.S. Senate candidate, longtime Republican pro-life hero in Colorado. Typical Republican pro-life candidate, no? Typical? National Right to Life endorsed kind of candidate. The headline is Bob Schaefer's anti-abortion credentials questioned. Okay, so that's the headline, and I'm just going to excerpt this. It's quite the article. You can read it if you go to our website, kgov.com. Just click on the top. You can read this article. In recent days, Schaefer has been accused of ignoring forced abortions in a U.S. territory and of refusing to meet with a Colorado anti-abortion group. So Brian Orbaugh and Steve Curtis were in studio. They talked about this. And Steve wanted to meet with Bob Schaefer as a representative of American Right to Life. And I'm with Colorado Right to Life. And we said to Bob Schaefer's campaign manager, Dick Wadhams, we have two questions to ask Bob Schaefer about this forced abortion issue. The Denver Post has called us for comments, and we're scheduled to go meet with them. And we'd like to talk to you guys first to find out where is Bob on this issue, because his track record looks horrible. Will he up his commitment to defending the sanctity of human life, the unborn, from the moment of fertilization? Will he do that? That's what he says when he's on the well of the house, in the well of the house in Congress. He says it's a human life from the moment of fertilization. So we'd like to talk to him. And Dick Wadhams said no. He's, after 10 minutes of one conversation, a few minutes another conversation, Dick Wadham said, you know what? No, we're not going to talk. So, okay, so Steve Curtis gave some quotes to the Denver Post. So did Leslie Hanks, vice president of Colorado Right to Life. And so did Xuyen Zhou. So did Xuyen Zhou. And her quotes were reported in the Denver Post, but not in the Rocky Mountain News. And her quotes were pretty powerful. All right. In fact, Steve Curtis was quoted saying this: the pro-life movement will no longer give a pass to candidates like Bob Schaefer, who look the other way when Chinese women are forced to abort their children, said Steve Curtis, former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. That's one of the reasons this is so noteworthy. Steve is a, you know, leading Republican Party official in the state of Colorado just a few years back and spokesperson for American Right to Life. At best, Schaefer was negligent investigating coerced abortion in the Mariana Islands. Worse, he has voted for permanent normal trade relations with China, rewarding the regime that forces women to abort their children. It's horrendous. If China was killing Jews, would he still vote for most favored nation trading status because of the overarching economic and political considerations? Come on. So then the vice president of Colorado's largest pro-life organization agrees. At Colorado Right to Life, one of our dearest members, a young woman named Xuyen Zhou, is the victim of Chinese forced abortion policy, said Leslie Hanks. While Bob Schaefer supported most favored nation trading status to communist China, that government was literally forcing women like Xuyen down on operating tables and killing their unborn children. Now, that is horrific. And Xuyen's going to talk about this tomorrow morning on Jay Marvin's show, and he's a pro-abort. So that should be interesting. Now on a Clear Channel station, 7:60 a.m., 7 in the morning. And then Xuyen Zhou is quoted in the Denver Post: as a Chinese woman, I know the horror and shame of forced abortion, said Xuyen Zhou. And I beg Mr. Schaefer to not look the other way and to apologize. And he's quoted then saying, I did not look the other way. And he also says, I was there for 5 days and I did not witness a single forced abortion. What, did he think that they were going to do one on the ship when he was out parasailing on the boat? They think they were going to do one on the boat he chartered? Oh, he didn't have to pay for that. Jack Abramoff paid for the boat. And Bob Schaefer's trip was paid for with Jack Abramoff, who's now in jail, money, criminal funds for lobbying governing officials. And Jack Abramoff's clients in the Mariana Islands were the sweatshop factories that Bob Schaefer was going to investigate. So the factories where they have forced abortion and horrendous working conditions and accusations of child prostitution, and if a woman became pregnant, they were guest workers. They were Chinese citizens working in the Mariana Islands as guest workers. So after a time, they go back to China. And the Chinese factories have Chinese managers. And you think those managers are going to send their women back pregnant? Where it's against the law for those women to have babies? That's not going to happen. So the managers of these sweatshops, these factories, said, look, you're not going to get pregnant. If you get pregnant, you're going to have an abortion. If you don't have an abortion, we're shipping you right back to China to get an abortion. So that's the accusation. And Xuyen Zhou says, of course that's how they would do it. Of course. There has to be this overwhelming expectancy that, of course, that's the pressure that would be brought to bear on those women. But Robert Schaefer is actually quoted in the Denver Post saying, you know, he was there for 5 days, says he toured 20 factories, had time to go to the beach, parasail, and he said he didn't witness a single forced abortion. And by the way, the Wikipedia entry for Schaefer has the Denver Post article on there. So he didn't witness a single forced abortion. I guess on his parasailing tour, they didn't have abortionists go along and perform forced abortions. He didn't witness one. Boy, is that That comment makes Dan Quayle look like the most eloquent statesman in the history of the world. That comment there, Bob. Okay, so anyway, so that's basically the story. As a Chinese woman, I know the horror and shame of forced abortion, and I beg Mr. Schaefer to not look the other way and to apologize for being part of the problem. He calls himself pro-life, but how can he be when he is not outraged by Chinese forced abortion? That is worse than pro-choice, said Xu Yanzhou. That is worse than pro-choice. You got to be pretty bad to be worse than pro-choice. So, according to the Rocky Mountain News article, Lynn Bartles, in recent days, Schaefer has been accused of ignoring forced abortions in a U.S. territory that's in the Pacific, the Mariana Islands, and of refusing to meet with the Colorado anti-abortion group. And then Steve Curtis is quoted for American Right to Life, said his group wants to question Schaefer on two issues, China and a proposed personhood ballot measure for November. I believe Bob Schaefer believes he's pro-life, but there's an inconsistency here, said Curtis. And an American teacher who helped blow the whistle on guest worker abuses in the Mariana Islands, a U.S. territory, says that as a congressman, Schaefer ignored evidence that pregnant workers there were urged to have abortions. And her name is Wendy Doramal. And the plan, back when this first came to light in 1999, the effort by Jack Abramoff was to attack Wendy Doramal, who very well is a liberal. But liberals don't get all that upset about forced abortions. Planned Parenthood International gives millions of dollars to China's forced abortion program, their population control program. So generally, liberals don't have a tendency to complain about forced abortion. But this American teacher did, and so they try to discredit her. They're not going to be able to discredit Xu Yanzhou. They're not going to be able to do that. They're not going to be able to call her character into question. They're not going to be able to attack the veracity of her claims or undermine her anger at the sheer negligence of Republican pro-life officials who give China a complete pass on an atrocity equivalent to setting up concentration camps that's forced abortion on a million women, ongoing. So anyway, according to the Rocky Mountain News, then this American teacher reported on this, and Schaefer's trip was arranged by Jack Abramoff's lobbying firm. Now get this, Bob Schaefer is a Christian, pro-life, Republican conservative hero, favorite son of Colorado, and darling of National Right to Life and, you know, the pro-life industry. And he's hired by, basically hired, I mean, Jack Abramoff is in jail. One of the governing officials from the Mariana Islands is in jail because of this crooked buying of votes and influence. And so he's paid off to take this junket, him and his wife. Is that his wife's picture on the internet? Is that his wife? They're on a boat parasailing out in the Pacific while he's investigating the serious atrocity of forced abortion. And he comes back after 5 days and gives a clean bill of health, everything, no forced abortion in the Mariana Islands. I know I didn't see one. The whole time I was up in the air being towed by that boat, I was looking for forced abortions taking place. I didn't see any on any craft floating around us. I didn't see any on the beaches. And I didn't see any on the factories, on the factory floors where they brought me. Okay. So Schaefer's trip was arranged by Abramoff's lobbying firm and a California-based group with ties to the lobbyists. That's the Traditional Values Coalition. And Ralph Reed. Remember Ralph Reed? Pat Robertson's son-in-law. They founded the Christian Coalition, which was a completely corrupt scam Christian ministry, which was actually just a Republican hack promotion. That's all the Christian Coalition is, except in Colorado. And I'm telling you the truth. In Colorado, the Christian Coalition is not corrupt. The Colorado Christian Coalition is run by godly men with a godly vision. But the national, and that's, you know, it's dead, the National Christian Coalition is dead. And so that's the money that arranged Schaefer's trip to investigate. So he's being paid for by Jack Abramoff, who's in jail, whose client are the very factories that Bob Schaefer went to investigate. And he got the tour, you know, led around by the nose. Well, there's no forced abortions on this parasailing trip. Are there, Bob? No, there's none here. Now, is that Bob Schaefer's wife in that picture? It looks like her. And is that Bob Schaefer? It looks like him. You know, that sort of wedge shape? It looks like Bob Schaefer. So there were, apparently, there were no forced abortions on that boat. And when he went up in the air, he had a better vantage point to look. So the Rocky Mountain News article, it goes on. It's really just excellent. And let's see here. Steve Curtis, who blasted Bob Schaefer over this, said the issue is not personal. He registered as a Republican specifically to vote for Bob Schaefer in the past. It's not personal. It has to do with what? Hypocrisy. So on one issue, Curtis said, was Schaefer's congressional vote giving favored nation trading status to China. American Right to Life wants to know whether Schaefer would reconsider that support, given reports of forced abortions in China. Now, that's the Lynn Bartle says, given reports of forced abortion. I mean, the whole world knows. So we'll continue this next week. Please come on out Saturday night at Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. Wow, what a great school. Pre-K through 12th grade, 20 beautiful acres. Their phone number, 303-431-5653. That's Maranatha and lifecommercials.com. Come to the banquet.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.